League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Is there anything more terrifying than coaching kids for the first time when you have no idea what you're doing?
I think when you don't have experience with kids, just being faced with a room full of kids staring up at you for any sort of direction is a little bit daunting, yeah.
Yeah, Raven, producer John, I believe that's exactly what producer Sean is about to embark on. What is happening, Sean?
So a friend of mine who I met through them listening to the show lived in the area where I live and offered me one day to do some volunteer work, and I've been kind of helping out with him here and there, volunteering where and when I can. Reached out to me and asked if I was interested in helping him coach a basketball team for kids.
How old are the kids?
I believe they're between like 9 and 11 or something.
And what is your experience level in basketball? Were you a high school basketball player?
I have nothing. I have no experience. I've never watched a single game of basketball in my life.
What? I mean, really? You've never watched basketball?
Nothing. Never.
We grew up in the Jordan era, man. Really?
Yeah, I just always found basketball to be kind of boring.
That's too bad.
That's so funny.
I never even watched it. I love it. I mean, I don't know. For all I know, you could have been a, like a champion corn husker. I have no idea.
They're going to score. I'm going to be like, is that a touchdown?
I love it.
I was thinking about it. I'm like, first of all, how much experience do you have with coaching children in general?
Well, if you consider, you know, coaching my stepson and my son, about a year and a half.
Your son
doesn't talk yet.
Well, I would say my stepson at least a year and a half.
What are you coaching?
You're not coaching
You're 6 months old.
Right. You're trying to keep him alive.
I'm coaching my son to be alive.
You can do it, kid.
We could be supportive, nice people, and we could actually call with tips of good things that Sean could do as he embarks on this new leg of his life, this journey with coaching children.
I mean, where would the fun in that be?
Right. Mm. Or we can do it this way. Wrong answers only. What does producer Sean need to know before he coaches 9 to 11-year-olds in basketball, even though he knows nothing about basketball?
Mm. I think you let the kids know right away if they don't like the ref's call to kick them in the shins.
That's right.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're at that age where they can still get away with it. Honestly, do it.
Yeah. Okay. No, yeah. Start with that. And then also to teach yourself, watch all the Hollywood movies about coaching, because that's where the best coaching advice comes in. Coach Carter, you know, Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah.
That's great. All of that advice will work 100%. You should curse that much, too, as much as Sam Jackson does. Yeah. Longest yard.
Right. Yeah.
That's football.
Yeah, Rudy.
But that's okay.
You can watch Rudy.
Basketball movies.
Yeah. You should definitely curse in front of children. That's great. That is definitely the wrong answer only.
I mean, they never repeat anything. They know the right thing to do already.
Well, Sean, as you know, I coached girls soccer for many years, so I know. I know
before you were removed,
yes.
For being too aggressive.
That's a side note that we didn't need to bring up.
It's a different story for a different time.
But a lot of these sports are similar. So, like football, tell the kids it's okay to tackle each other on the court. Like volleyball, you could spike the ball in each other's faces. And like golf, they can bring out a golf club and swing it and scream for it any time during the game.
I mean, okay.
Wrong answers only. 1-800-330-9999. What does producer Sean need to know before he coaches these 9-year-olds in basketball? Producer Sean has been asked to coach a bunch of 9 to 11-year-olds in basketball. Two things. He's never coached kids before, and he doesn't know anything about basketball.
It's amazing to me that they just, your buddy calls you up and goes, hey, listen, I'm coaching the team. Come on over, be my assistant head coach. And you're like, I don't know how basketball works. Amazing to me.
Now, Sean, we could be nice and ask for real advice, but it's so much more fun this way. Wrong answers only. What does Sean need to know? On our text line, play to win and only play the really good kids, bench the kids that suck, and take advice from the parents.
You're not first, you're last, Ricky Bobby.
That's what I'm talking about, coaching 101.
Nicole.
Throw the ball at the kids.
Yeah. Aim for the face.
Mm-hmm.
It's like dodgeball.
Yep.
Yeah.
Getting hit with a basketball Way worse than the dodge.
That hurts. Terrible.
And getting hit with the dodgeball, still painful enough.
Yeah, but not like the basketball. The basketball leaves a mark on the face.
Yeah, breaks the nose.
Yeah. That sound it makes, too.
Yeah.
Kim, Ron answers only. What does Sean need to know before he starts coaching basketball?
No water breaks for the kids. Make sure you don't remind them to bring water. And make sure you say something loud enough to tick off the refs at every game.
Oh, that's a good idea, actually. Those are both really, really, really good ideas.
Can I take the water idea and make it warm soda instead?
You want to replace it.
Yep, that would be terrible.
On the text line, it says dribbling is optional. Yeah, just run up and down the court. Run. Hold it in your hands like a football. Eric, wrong answers only.
All you need to do is yell, run the play, and if they don't score, you yell, that's not the play.
That's actually great advice, but it is the wrong thing to do if you want to be effective. I love it.
You're never wrong.
That's right. You're never wrong.
Looks like I'm never wrong. Exactly.
That's right.
Jeremy wrote on our Facebook page at Anna on Raven, make friends with the dad who sneaks in the alcohol. That's definitely good. You should definitely drink before helping these kids out.
Wow. No.
I might.
During.
During.
I might be that dad.
Jane, wrong answers only. What should producer Sean know before coaching basketball for kids?
Oh, well, he should definitely be handing out candy, like, just before they start.
Yeah, sure. Nutrition, sugar, why not?
I would use that in the fourth quarter, even. I'd be like, you know what? Here we go, guys. We need a little extra boost this time. Snickers fun size for everybody.
Andrew, wrong answers only. What does producer Sean need to know before he starts coaching basketball to these kids?
He needs to know that he needs to talk to the coach of the other team and warn him that you're going to run the score up on these kids because you know you're better than them.
That's not a bad idea. Maybe we could just get some ringers in, people who look like they're kids, but they're adults, and just dunk on the other team the entire time.
Yep.
Oh, good luck today with your 7 and 8-year-olds on the ride home, because they're all going to be crying because we're going to score 100 points, sucker. I got a kid over here. We say he's 7. He's actually 17, shaved his mustache.
But what happens when you start losing, and then what?
Well, listen, it happens on both sides. You got to learn how to lose. Sometimes you get punished.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.